maybe you can open up with either a prayer or some words, and we'll get into our little press statements here in support of Leonard Peltier and the current parole hearing that was just held. Hope.
Thank you, Jimbo. And the prayers here for Leonard's release today. Have the altar here, the yellow flag, tobacco and medicine, and prayers from thousands of people, from Dennis Banks, for his release. You know, I want to especially thank all those people that are here and all around the world that signed millions of prayers and papers, documents, condemning, you know, his conviction and everything else that Leonard's been in there with, you know, these last 30 years, 33 years. This man has been in there thinking about what we've been learning out here. You know, I've worked with the Department of Correction all these years, and I know the feelings that he's been going through, you know, and the thoughts. So, my prayers are with all the people that want his release on behalf of the American Indian Movement. You know, we asked and demand that he be released today, you know, because he stood up along with all the other leaders in the beginning. And he's in there because his name was on that piece of paper, as I mentioned earlier. They went in there to get a 16-year-old boy on a misdemeanor warrant with intentions of arresting Dennis Banks, Leonard Peltier, and Leonard Crowdog. You know, and he was caught in that. It was the federal marshals and everybody else, that they've never taken responsibility for that part of that invasion. So our thoughts are for the people that are there. We want to thank the people that are there, right now, speaking for him, speaking for his release, and everybody else. Miigwech.
Thank you, Fred. Leonard Peltier has been in prison for over 33 years. Today, he has had his full parole hearing since 1993 in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. All around the world, prayer vigils are being held to raise attention of Leonard's plight. Today's hearing will be one of the best opportunities for Leonard during his entire period of incarceration to a fair review of his case before the U.S. Parole Commission. Today here in San Francisco, the public has invited to come and share time, words, and solidarity with the American Indian community in regards of the case of Leonard Peltier. This sunrise prayer vigil began this morning at 6 a.m. and will last until 3 p.m. I'd like to ask a couple more of our speakers to make their statements. I'd like to ask Quanah Parker from the United Native Americans and Morningstar Ghali from the International Indian Treaty Council, Tony Gonzalez from the American Indian Movement, AIM West, to come forward, and we'll get into some of these statements right now.
Good morning. Each of you all know in your heart why you're here. I can see it in your eyes, and I feel it in my heart. Each of you are here because we seek the freedom of an innocent man who's been unjustly incarcerated for over 33 years. Now it is time to free this man. It is time to free Leonard Peltier. The world has spoken. All across the world, they have shown up in mass in support of Leonard Peltier to free this innocent man who's been unjustly incarcerated for over 33 years. Now, when I think of Leonard Peltier, I think of the unjust things that happened to, of course, Chief Geronimo. Chief Geronimo was illegally incarcerated for standing up and being a voice and being a soldier for his people. We are First Nations people here. Now, Chief Geronimo, his nation came to the United States and begged them, pleaded with them to let him come home, to let him come home and die. He's an old man now. And it is very sad that we live in this double standard of justice, which is called America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. It is not free for indigenous people. We are all political prisoners here in our own country. I am sick and tired of this. I am sick and tired of seeing my people illegally incarcerated all over this country. Every day, our rights are violated. Every day, our treaty rights are trampled on by the state, by the federal government, by all these agencies and big businesses that just do nothing but are like locusts that go from one place to another, sucking up all of our natural resources. Where do they plan on going with this? It is sickening. All I can say is I hope and pray that all of our prayers, all of our strength, all of our love is heard and felt today by this ugly judicial system. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chimisumwi. My name is Morningstar Gali. I'm a member of the Achimawi Band of the Pitt River Nation. I'm here on behalf of the International Indian Treaty Council, who has been dedicated for over the last 30 years to the Leonard's freedom. And for over the last 30 years of my life, I've been familiar with the struggle. I talked to Leonard when I was younger as a child, when updates were given and he was on the radio of what the current situation was. Stations like KPFA would continue to put out his updates and his information, and we just want to say that we're gathered here today in a prayerful way and in a spiritual way, that this has always been a spiritual fight, and that Leonard's imprisonment represents all of our imprisonment as Native peoples. And so we want to stand here today and we want to pray for these next 24 to 48 hours as the parole board makes its decision, and we pray that they open their hearts and that they can see that Leonard has served his time and that we need for him to be free. Ho, mitakwiase.
America is on parole. We need to hold the United States justice system accountable for their crimes against the indigenous peoples of this land. We only need to understand the history and depth of this government's treatment towards the American Indian and their continued attempts to demonize the American Indian movement to know why Leonard Peltier is in prison still today. Leonard Peltier is a member of the Anishinaabe, Dakota, and Lakota nations, a member of the American Indian movement. He went to assist the Ogallala Lakota peoples on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota in the mid-1970s. On June 26, 1975, a shootout occurred between FBI agents and members of the American Indian community at Pine Ridge, resulting in the deaths of FBI agents Ron Williams and Jack B. Calder, and one American Indian, Joe Stantz. Additionally, a decision filed by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on December 18, 2002, specifically states that Mr. Peltier's sentences were imposed in violation of Peltier's due process rights because they were based on information that was false due to government misconduct, and accordingly to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2003. Much of the government's behavior at the Pine Ridge Reservation and its prosecution of Leonard Peltier is to be condemned. The government withheld evidence. It intimidated witnesses, and these facts are undisputed. Despite these admissions, Leonard Peltier has served over 33 years in prison. Although Leonard Peltier maintains that he did not kill the agents, he has openly expressed remorse and sadness over their deaths. Despite the imprisonment, which poses numerous barriers, Mr. Peltier has made remarkable contributions to humanitarian and charitable causes. Leonard Peltier has been widely recognized for his humanitarian work and has won over several human rights awards, including the North Star Frederick Douglass Award, Federation of Labor, Ontario, Canada, the Humanist of the Year Award, Human Rights Commission of Spain, International Human Rights Prize, and a 2004 Silver Arrow Awards for Lifetime Achievement. It is with great honor and respect that each and every one of us that are here today that have came out and showed their support for Leonard Peltier. I'd like to ask, is it Tiny Gray? She'd like to make a statement as well.
I just want to say all my relations, thank you, blessings to be out here. I identify with Poor Magazine, Gente Pobre, locally and globally. We speak for silenced voices of incarcerated peoples, landless peoples, peoples who are intentionally not heard, because if their voices are heard, there would be a powerful movement to change things. Migrante folks, as well as houseless folks and youth of color, are all feeling the experience of the prison industrial complex where our brother Leonard is being held. The elder before talked about there's a lot of people incarcerated who are there for reasons and some who are there for not. It's been our experience that many people are incarcerated for crimes of poverty, which arguably are most of the crimes caused by living in America KKK. And so I just wanted to give honor for my Mama D, Boricua Irish, Taina elder, for without whom there would be no me, the solidarity for all the folks who are incarcerated, and recognize that the power of us speaking together is probably one of the most important things we can continue to do. For again, without our voices being constantly heard in resistance, we will never be able to make change happen. So thank you, Aho.
I'd like to ask the coordinator of the Northern California Leonard Peltier Support Group, Samson Wolf. Oh. Samson has dedicated a lot of his time and effort for Leonard, particularly here in the Bay Area. And it's an honor for me to share these words and to be here, share this time that we're here. I'm a relation.
I'm thankful to be here today to help Leonard. You know, he needs a lot of our prayers and help today. Last month I was in a Inipi ceremony, and we were saying prayers for Leonard, and we sang the AIM Honor song, and we dedicated that sweat and our prayers to Leonard Peltier. And when we were finished, one of the guys out there asked me, you know, hey, Samson, what are you going to do if Leonard's free? And I said, you know, I thought about that, and I said, you know, there's so many human rights violations around this world, there's always something to do. There's always something to get involved in, to make their life a little better for somebody else. Even if you don't realize it, you're just doing it out unselfish, good deed. You're really helping yourself, you know. By trying to help somebody else, you're helping yourself. And that's how I feel about helping Leonard Peltier, doing a volunteer work for him, you know. You know, when I was going through some of my self-help stuff, you know, anger and all this stuff, you know, they told me, you know, I was an angry person, and that one of the things that I needed to get over was to pray for my enemies, you know. And I said, I don't want to pray for my enemies. I want to bust them in the face, you know. And it was really hard, a hard concept for me to wrap my mind around, that, you know, to pray for your enemies. But you know, finally sunk in, and I really started praying for some people that I had some problems with. And one thing that I learned is that it really took that negative energy out of me, you know, and it's like I was told by one of my elders, you know, that, you know, you'd be praying for that person, you know, it may not help them, but it's going to help you. And I found that to be true, that my prayers, praying for people that I felt had done me wrong, people that I had a problem with, when I really prayed from my heart for these people, I felt a weight lifted off of me. And I felt that my mind wasn't occupied with this anger towards these people anymore. And I felt like I was getting a little bit of wisdom there from these elders that were helping me. So in that way, I pray for these enemies of Leonard's, you know, that the U.S. government has, you know, this FBI. You know, we pray for these people too, that, that you know, maybe the Creator will shed some light into their hearts, that one day they will see the injustices that they have done to this man, that he has suffered long enough that he will walk out of that prison. So that's why I'm here. You know, I'm here to help Leonard in any way I can. And I feel honored to be here with you people. And I thank you all for coming here today. Thank you very much. Madul.
Thank you, Samson. I'd like to ask one of the organizers and one of the coordinators of the event here to share some words with us and to make a statement as well. Tony Gonzalez from the American Indian Movement, AIM West.
Thank you, Jimbo. And well, my relatives, we have done all we can for today for our brother Leonard Peltier. And I'd like to thank you all for waking up and coming here early this morning, sunrise at 6:10 in the morning, opening with a prayer for our friend and brother Leonard Peltier. I'd like to thank all the spiritual organizations. While we in the Indian community are in ceremonies throughout this land, and particular Sundance ceremonies, where people are really focusing and concentrating on the freedom for Leonard Peltier. I'd like to thank those ecumenical groups and churches that have been supporting Leonard for 33 years in solidarity, the Methodist membership, the American Friends Service Committee, the Quaker organizations, and the Baptist peoples, and the Buddhist community, the Baha'i centers throughout the world indeed. I'd like to thank the media that is here today as well. I'd like to thank the KPFA radio station here, the Pacifica, for documenting and putting this worldwide. I'd like to thank the KPOO, San Francisco community-owned radio. I'd like to thank the Pirate Cat radio station. I'd like to thank the Poor Magazine. I'd like to thank Govinda and Earth Cycles, Brenda Norwell and her journalism, everybody that has contributed to bring attention to the injustice that we have been witnessing and living through in the 33 years that Leonard Peltier has been incarcerated. It is time that he come home, that he be with his children, with his grandchildren, with his great-grandchildren. Leonard Peltier has expressed remorse for the death of the two officers that were killed that fatal day that was fumbled entirely by the FBI and the law enforcement altogether, for having gone into the reservation, into Jumping Bull, for even having gone in with inexperienced people that created this fiasco. And yes, it is time. We have gone all over the world for decades. We have gone to the United Nations. And the United Nations has also called on this country, this government, to release Leonard Peltier. Leonard Peltier has received letters from Nelson Mandela. He has received letters from the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Loretta Scott King had also called for his release. We have done, like I said, what we all we have been able to do up until today. We called for letters. We wanted 1 million letters from around the world by July the 14th. And all of us here in the circle were aware, and we pushed and we encouraged that. We called for vigils throughout the world, and that began on the east. I got calls from as far as Bangkok in Thailand and in other places. Vigils are going on to our west on the Hawaiian Islands. So all around the world, in Europe and Africa, people are waiting for this moment, this time, for a decision by the U.S. Parole Commission. We are waiting to see the new chairman for the Parole Commission, who was just appointed in May by President Obama, if that will make a difference. We are waiting for the appointment that Obama made on July 1st of Kimberly Teehee of Oklahoma, the great Cherokee Nation, to be the ear to Obama on behalf of the Indian nations of North America, that the word was given to him about the case of Leonard Peltier. We have done what we can for today. My phone is ringing right now, and I had gotten word just a few minutes ago that there are 200 and 300 people to call from Canada, but I had gotten called that in Lewisburg. The tribal councils are there. Peter Matheson is there. Robert Redford and others have been called to be there. And hopefully their presence, their testimony, the statements that you and I have been making today have reached the ears of the Parole Commission. We are thankful for the city of Berkeley on the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area for passing a resolution for the Parole Commission to also heed their call and their plea for the release of Leonard Peltier. People of all colors, we have done what we can for Leonard, and we pray for Leonard, for his safety. And I want to thank you for your initiative, and for us again not to despair, that it's not over. If we don't get a positive decision within 24 hours or 24 days that the Parole Commission has said they would provide, then we will look to the White House. We will look to President Obama. It will be his responsibility to sign a executive clemency. And it will be incumbent, dependent on the pressure that we put on him to do this, to release America, to begin the healing of this land, to return our brother to his home. And Leonard is a symbol of all prisoners, all the injustices of this country, the tragic relationship that began here, not just in 1776 with the so-called independence of this government, but the beginning in 1492 with the coming and the invasion of the white people onto the shores, where the First World War began, with the Dutch, the English, the French, the Italian, the Spanish, all those that came onto these Western hemispheres and coordinated by the Catholic Church in Rome, by the Pope himself. We can't forget that. And they are the ones that are keeping Leonard Peltier in prison. Let us not be fooled of who those perpetrators are who continue to keep our peoples in prison, that continue to perpetuate these crimes against our people. When we hear the attack on our peoples, in whether it's in Honduras or in Peru or in Bolivia or in Nicaragua or in Cuba or in Argentina or in Chile, these are all perpetrated by this number one country here, the number one arms dealer, and we are asking them for sympathy. We are asking them to forgive. We are asking them to release our brother Leonard Peltier. Let's put it the onus on this country to take responsibility, and we hold them accountable for the injustices of Indian people throughout the world. Release Leonard Peltier. Thank you, my relations.
Thank you, Tony, for your very strong words. I'd like to conclude these statements, and we'll be going on a little bit more until we get some more information, but we also want to close, not really close, but we want to end this part with a song, and I asked Fred to offer a song for us, and we're going to, those that know the song, those singers, welcome to join us and support.
Hey.
We love you, Leonard.